Hey all, it's 6:46 p.m. I'm in Gotemba as usual. I'm leaving the Komunkan walking towards station. I have no private lesson tonight. He emailed me, he's feeling sick. And he emailed me during the day, so that kind of means he must be pretty sick, because usually if he's absent, he'll email me like 7 o'clock when he's done his dentist work. He emails me in the day, it means he stopped working because he was sick. So, but yeah, it's getting kind of chilly here. It was a nice hot day, so I wore my shorts and short sleeve shirt, and now I'm cold. So, just an update on sitcoms. I continue trying to watch 30 Rock and The Office and Two and a Half Men, and I'm really into The Office. In fact, I think I'm in season 4 now, and I'm really enjoying it. After the first season, into the couple episodes into the second season, it started getting interesting. So on last Saturday, Kumi and I went for just kind of like a meeting to get information about adoption and or becoming a foster parent. So I could tell Kumi kind of didn't want to go, and I was kind of nervous, but afterwards we were really happy we went. Just running across the road. So happy, in fact, that we've decided to sign up to become a foster parent and possibly adoption later on. That doesn't mean we're giving up trying to have a baby. It just means if we have a baby, we'll have two. We want two kids anyways. But apparently in Japan, if you adopt a baby under 1 year old, 1 year, 1 year old, under the family registration and everything, it will be like your own child. There will be no evidence that the baby was adopted. Not that I think it matters. It doesn't matter to me. I'll still love the kid either way, but yeah, I thought that was pretty cool though. And the lady said Kumi really wants half. I don't care either way. I just want a girl. But Kumi really wants a half kid, and the lady said there is half kids available. So we'll see what happens. We have to take some kind of course to get license to become a foster parent, and after that we can apply to adopt. But we don't know yet if the last time worked. We find out Wednesday whether the last time worked, and like I think I told you, we implanted 2 eggs this time. Which, if you're living in North America, it doesn't sound like much, but in Japan, usually only one egg implant. And the way they do it is very different. But yeah, we're going to proceed in fostering. We filled out all the forms and I had to draw a map, a outline or a floor plan of our apartment. And the funny thing is they don't ask for any pay records or money. They don't care about your pay. I think, although they're going to come for an interview and see your house, so I think they kind of can get a picture whether someone's poor family or not. But maybe they'll be surprised that we own our own apartment and 4 bedrooms. Like, my boss is in his, I don't know, maybe about 60, I can't remember. And he's never owned his own apartment, own house, and many people now don't. And we're 36 and we've owned it for years. So, not to mention Kumi's family. If they see family registration, they'll, or do any research on her family background, they should give us a kid no problem. Apparently, to become foster child, it takes 3 to 6 months to get the license for doing it and getting a child. Doing. Sorry, the car was just pulling in right in front of me. And to adopt is can take anywhere from 1 to 3 years, going through the courts and everything. So we'll see. I'm happy Kumi's wanting to do it now, because truthfully we have the rooms. I wanted to do it either way. Even if we did get pregnant or do get pregnant, I think if we can take a kid, why not? We both love children. Obviously we're children's English teachers. So we'll see what happens there. I'm almost at the station, so I'll end it on that. Have a good day, night, or morning whenever you're listening to this. Booyah.